Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
When your boy Flavor Flav counts from three, you're gonna go to Cane's and you're gonna order hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers. 3, 2, 1. Raising Cane's. One love.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Hey to you, Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Not live from our studio, but live at the Residence Inn.
Residence.
Lincoln, downtown, 850 R Street, right by the Courtyard Marriott. Wonderful place here. We are outside looking right at R Street. We can see to our left inside the wonderful new hotel, spacious inside, a lot of seating.
A lot of seating.
Well, it's beautiful. And it by the way, I was
spacious.
Breakfast is open.
In the lobby, this is the place to be.
Breakfast is open. Jesse told me that the bar opens at 7 a.m. today. So if you want a mimosa,
really?
7 a.m.,
really?
Do it.
Bloody Mary.
7 a.m. Bloody Mary.
We get on down.
Get over here.
Get over here.
We're going to have it. We have a long line of guests.
We do. Yes. Not like yesterday, but. I mean, yesterday was kind of
the who's who yesterday.
It was I'm still recovering from yesterday. I'm sure you are more than me.
Yeah, thank you guys. You guys were you guys are amazing. It was thank you a ton. And thank you to the people who showed up, all of them. Jake Kaiser, by the way.
Kaiser.
Yeah.
Still Kaiser,
still
always Kaiser.
Yeah.
Jake Kaiser bought me a little pouch that has stuff if you break down in your truck. Yeah. Incredible gift. In fact,
you want to have that.
I needed jumper cables. My jumper cables were not in working order, and prominent in that little bag were jumper cables. Yeah,
he's taking care of you, making sure you know.
Well, Kaiser, I would like one of those, if possible.
You would.
I would. Yeah, it's very.
I'd
valuable.
Say I'd give you this one, but I
why
need
you
it.
Got it as a gift,
right? Yeah. I'm not gonna. Yeah. So thank you to Jay and thank you to everybody. Everybody. I don't want to single out too many people here.
And thank you to Columbus Baseball also for the cake.
My family was bewildered.
Bewildered. So there's a cake.
Did you bring back any pieces of cake at all?
Why Columbus Baseball?
You didn't bring back any pieces of cake? You should have.
When I left
the station, there was like, I don't know, probably 60 pieces of cake left.
Really?
Well, Laura got the big piece, got the big cake.
Laura. Thank you, Laura, by the way. Laura.
It was very nice. Very nice cake. Yeah. Once again, we are live at the Residence Inn, 8th and R. This opened on June 24th. They have large guest rooms and kitchens in each one of them, a free hot breakfast, fitness center, and a bar. If you come down today and you pay $10, you will get you will get breakfast. The $10 is a donation to Lincoln Literacy. Also, we'll give away, by the end of the show, a free night stay at the Residence Inn. If you want to book for the tailgate season for football, please call 402-904-5135, Residence Inn, Lincoln Haymarket.
How else would you describe this?
Well, concerning right now.
Why?
Very
Why
concerning.
Is that, Bill?
Well, because they have such a great patio set up that there's giant flat screen TVs up
yep.
that Sipple can see, and that'll be a distraction. Right now he's going to be in the middle of a
set. Watching tennis over there.
He'll be like, oh, wow, what a forehand. Oh, wow.
See that serve?
Don't
see
the
ace over there?
Yes. You're right, though.
We've said we don't need to be distracted. Remember, you stared at a blank screen for five straight days on the sixth day.
You did.
Really missed SportsCenter.
You revealed that yesterday. I was – the scary thing is you guys notice so much. I got to be careful.
We don't miss. We don't
watch
miss.
The ripple from Sipple.
Well, people want to know –
look at Jake's hat.
Well, America.
Yeah.
Yeah. Come on, it's July 3rd.
America.
It's Eve. It's the eve of our Independence Day. You have to wear this. People want to know how the rest of your birthday went. You went to Ruhlman's last night?
Yeah, it's good. Hey, thank you for reminding me. Thank you to David. David.
From Renew?
Yeah, David from Renew.
What did he do for you?
He bought my drink. I had an old-fashioned. And I ordered a drink, and they said, this is paid for. And I didn't know. I just figured it was one of the people there. Should have known.
He texted me about 4 o'clock saying, hey, make sure to ask Sip what his first drink is tonight. And I said, why? He said, well, I just went and bought it for him at 2 p.m.
A breaker. That's unbelievable.
That's David.
David. Yes.
David,
great
thank
person.
You. And it was a – David, thank you. And it was really good.
We have people new here. Who are you?
Kelsey.
Yeah, Kelsey.
She works with the hotel.
All right, yeah. I figured with the name tag and the Residence Inn shirt, they're all tied together.
Just making sure.
She belongs in the industry. Did you hear that? Hello, hi, I'm Kelsey.
Yeah, she sounded good.
She sounds very happy.
She could have said, who are you?
Yeah, who are you? Why are you three guys
here?
Why are you talking to me?
Yeah.
I've been up all night. It's my second job.
Don't
you guys enjoy
working.
Your life, yeah.
Just talk on the radio.
Mine sucks. No, it doesn't. Not Kelsey.
Good job, Kelsey.
Yes.
Good job.
Got her stuff going.
You can tell people who work in, the industry that you have to be good to people.
Thanks, Steve.
That's important. Usually that's important.
So if I mean anyone who's nice, I'll just assume they work at the Residence Inn.
Or the hotel industry.
The hotel industry. If
it's probably a good
chance. Someone's kind to me at the mall. Oh, so do you work at the hotel industry?
So which hotel do you work at?
Stop. You know what I mean.
Questions from you. Did the group order sirloin last night?
I got
the,
9 sirloins.
A lot of the group did order sirloin.
Okay.
It's the sirloin Genevieve.
Genevieve.
Yeah.
A special fancy word.
And I got the Genevieve, and it was, I don't know, say what you want. It was a really nice cut of meat now.
Is that the same?
No one ever put back on that. No one pushed back.
Medium rare, trending towards rare, I say, and it was perfectly cooked. Phil made 2 appearances. Naturally,
you had a special room, right?
Yeah, we had a special room. Yeah. He did know someone in the party from Gallup.
Gallup, yeah. All gets
he
back
did
to
invent Gallup. Yeah.
The inventor of Gallup.
Yeah,
his brother now is carrying on the legacy of Gallup right now.
Yeah.
In his 34th year.
That's right. Yes. That's right. So Phil made a couple appearances. In, Phil, everybody. It was good. It was good. It was fun. We had a good time.
You see any Keneally's?
That's a good question. They have their beef there.
Their beef is there to check on their beef.
I don't think I saw. Oh God! What am I leaving out? The cookie skillet?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Talk to us.
I embarrassed myself. I think that my family doesn't really. I think it would have embarrassed you guys. Like Sipple, just calm down. Yeah. I think they're used to it, but I was a little. Out of control. It's just reaching
for it.
Reaching and then,
you have a spoon?
A fork, and a lot of it was getting all over the place.
Yeah.
But I did not know. I had never had one. So I didn't know what I was getting
now
into.
Now you know why there's this.
Now I know why you freak out about it. Why you
it's
say
incredible,
it's life changing.
Do you hold the fork the same way you hold the spoon? Because you hold the spoon.
It's
very odd the way you hold a spoon.
It's uncomfortable.
I watch
really.
It's uncomfortable. And it's just like it's like
I've watched it before.
Oh, so it's like a shovel for him. He holds a spoon like, yeah.
And
it's
I just, do hold the fork it, like
yeah.
that.
So the fork
how are you supposed to hold it?
Not like the death grip.
Not the
why,
death
why are you doing
grip?
Death grip? Like you're doing full fist.
Like that.
I don't know how.
You go full fist.
I'll grab a spoon for you later and I'll kind of walk you through it.
Yeah, I do.
Practice here.
I do, and I've been chastised about it before. Yeah. In fact, some people would express a level of embarrassment.
But here you are.
I can see you eating
59.
Your mom's Jell-O salad with that.
Full fist.
Yeah. I don't know how you're supposed to. I mean,
we'll walk you through it.
Yeah, okay. It's not hard.
But anyway, thanks for your concern, and the cookie skill is ridiculous. I envisioned something different. I got to tell you, I thought it would be like big. Yeah. It was their little skillet.
It's still a lot of cookie though. Yeah. That'll fill you a lot.
It's a dessert for two.
Okay,
but really, I don't know. I've been part of it before. We just got a 4 spoons and one for 4 people, and it was enough.
Yeah,
it was like it's pretty rich.
We had 3 for 9 people. They brought out three.
That's solid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Phil. I think they were paid for.
On the house.
Yeah.
Well, that's nice, Phil.
Yeah, Phil's amazing.
Well, we're glad you enjoyed your birthday. It was quite the bonanza from 6 to 9 a.m. yesterday. We had a lot of people stop by.
Oh, God, it was a bonanza.
Let me ask you, what was your biggest surprise? Who was the biggest surprise, if any, that showed up?
Any family member that shows up always surprises.
Sister and sister showed up.
Sister and your
anybody
niece.
That's willing to attach their name to my.
Your sister was very happy when I called her. I text her 911, urgent, call me. Yes,
that's how you do it. That's how it gets through to people.
Thrilled.
That's how I got a hold of Petrinkas too. The same way.
You said 911.
911.
Kathy, my sister, is a major breaker.
Yes, she told me that.
Yeah,
she goes. Bill, I feel like I know you. I said, I feel the same way, Kathy.
Well, ever since
when she sent the text in, Connie, LOL.
Yeah, she loved the Connie thing. The Connie thing. And her husband, Ron, who's a gem, he just couldn't make it because he was meeting. He builds homes.
Yes.
He builds mansions by himself, which is
I want to watch that process.
Beyond our capability. But
we felt we could maybe do a deck on YouTube, a YouTube channel. I don't think Ron would probably be supporting
us. He would be shaking his head saying, this is pathetic.
But Ron, Ron was there, and everything was perfect. Yeah. Everything was perfect.
Great.
Yeah.
Well,
happy belated birthday. Ready to move on now. We can move on.
Idle chit chat, Bill. What did you have yesterday? Anything?
I had an incredible night.
Okay.
I went out to something bar by the lake out by Ashland.
What?
And
went out there?
Went out there, and there was a Nebraska Greats event. So it was, talk about greats. Yeah. There was
Give me a few.
Well, Eric Crouch.
Start off with that one.
Boyd Epley was there.
Whoa.
Jerry Godowski was there and his wife, Sam.
Godowski, the rivalry.
Oh, and we talked about the hoops.
Yeah.
He said when they played Columbus against you, he said that it was so intense in practice, and also that his coach would call him out of class, like fourth period history, and just all they did was practice the woof call. Woof, woof, woof! Because they said Sipple was so sneaky on defense that he'd just be – catting around out there.
Catting around.
And also coming in, you know, that.
Sneaky on defense.
Yeah, sneaky. Says, woof! So that's all they worked on because, like, Sipple will be everywhere. There's like 9 Sipples out there.
Anyway, who else?
That Monty Kratzenstein, which played tight end.
Yes, talked to Monty before.
Moose Monson was out there. Barney Cotton was out there, all with their wives like that. It was like the who's who of everyone. And Ryan Beckman was out there. Ryan is the inventor of Olson Engineering.
That's big.
And then he invented Olson Engineering. Then also Ryan was, people talked about me a little bit in football-wise until then Ryan came along a few years after me, and he kind of took over.
Is he from Pender?
Oh, yeah, he's from Pender.
Olson Associates?
He was the one that you just did everything. You always talk about get a free hitter, get an unblocked player. Everything in their defense was designed to set up Beckman. Because that's why they put Bolt and Gavin Gallier on each end, so that Beckman could just rove.
Rover. And now he's doing what?
What's that?
What's his gig now?
He invented Olson. He was the president for 7 years, and now he's kind of stepped back into a vice president, let someone else be the president. It's kind of like president. What do you get? 8 years, and that's it.
That's right.
So that's kind of the deal at Olson.
He slid out a little bit.
Kind of slid out from there, but he was there also.
Was this a fundraiser of some sort?
A little bit of a fundraiser, more of an awareness. They're coming on, Jake, in August sometime around the 20th. And
perfect.
Eric Crouch will be making an appearance on the show.
That'll work.
No way.
We can do that.
Yes, make an appearance on
the
show.
Crouch is he's interesting.
Yeah.
He's interesting. Yeah. So it'll be great.
He was good. Dobbs was there, former baseball player, former
Mike Dobbs.
Yes, Dobbs was there.
Mike Dobbs is a gem.
Yes.
Of a man.
So it was incredible. So it was like a who's who list. And then the godfather of strength, Boyd Epley.
That's pretty cool. Cool.
Is he living around here now?
Yeah, he does. They do live here. He travels a lot. He's still on the speaking circuit. Wow. So he gets, so they whisk him around the world.
Did he trade notes?
Just came back from Germany.
Really?
Yeah, he just came back from Germany where he crushed it out there. Yes.
So, really?
Yes.
Okay.
Talk about the overload principle.
The overload
principle. Overload principle. That's big in strength.
I don't know that.
Heavyweights. Heavyweights.
So that was
multiple
where was
joint
this,
movements.
Still
I am
very
interested
fit
in
too.
This. Where was this event at?
Some bar in Ashland. You said right?
No. It was by the lake though. It was on Sandy Point.
I don't know what that bar would be. Someone help us out.
The bar's like, I think it's called Bar by the Lake.
That's what it's called.
That's basically.
I've never heard of it.
Was Heyman there?
What's that? Heyman was not there.
He lives right there. He didn't show up.
Oh, and the Giffords were there.
Of course they were.
All of the Giffords.
Luke was there. Yes. Luke was there. Isaac was there. All the yes, like that. Sam, so yeah,
yeah. They came to our event, and I feel sort of bad. I kind of got out of there without talking to them. I'm sure they didn't give a damn, but
they were fine.
Yeah, they were great. They're great. That's a great family.
So it was a kind of a who's. I wanted to get home earlier, but there's a lot of people there, so I'm kind of hanging around.
Okay,
longer.
What time was it? What time was it?
It was dark when I got home, which you know that doesn't set well with me.
You got home after I did. Yeah.
Probably.
Wow. I got home about 9.
Think about this. We drove within maybe a quarter of a mile of each other. I took the left on the roundabout to go through Ashland, and then you were right there. If I went straight, went about another 20 seconds, I'd have met up with you.
Whoa.
Yeah, that would have been something. Worlds collide.
In Ashland. Exactly. Ashland was beautiful last night. That's a beautiful setting Phil has. Really is.
It is. He picked a good spot.
Great crowd.
Look at Kelsey's doing. Kelsey's
doing professional stuff.
Kelsey's doing work.
Yeah, she is.
Did you hear what she said when we said hi? Hi, my name is Kelsey.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Obviously,
professional.
Very obviously professional. Works in the hotel
she knows industry.
What,
yes.
She knows what she's doing.
Hi. No, she didn't say that.
No. She didn't go, huh? Hi, my name is Kelsey. I got to get better at that.
Yes.
Kelsey, where are you from?
South Sioux City.
I was just up there last weekend.
God. Oh, don't get me started. I'm from Pender. Oh, yeah, get down. Yeah. Yeah, right there. Oh, South Sioux. That is a good vacation anywhere. That's where I would select.
It's a good spot.
Well, just go over the river.
Sometimes
go to Sioux City.
Yeah.
I'd go to Sioux City.
Take the bridge. I would start in South Sioux. That's where I'd have an appetizer.
Okay. Yeah.
Before I went
Then go.
Yes.
Go to the big part.
Yes. Maybe Dakota City.
Maybe Attica Park. Is that still open? It's very No.
No.
She says, no, it's not open anymore.
Very, very big time horse racing out
there. Yes.
Bill, did you tell us before the show you have experience at the Residence Inn before? Not this one.
I
want to hear about this.
I lived at a Residence Inn for 10 straight months. It was incredible.
10 straight months.
He can answer a lot of questions if you have them.
Happening.
Bill can help you guys if you need.
When I can tell you time opens up.
He knows all the protocol.
This is in Madison, right?
Madison, Wisconsin. I moved up there, and I'm like, well, I'm not sure I want to move. We moved there in January, so I'm like, I'm going to go with it. So I kind of cut a deal, and I just stayed there for 10 months.
Cut a deal.
I'm telling you one thing, some Marriott points added up real quick, but that was Xanadu. I've never been – that's the happiest I've ever been in my life.
When you
come in every day, and then I said I would come in at night, it'd be like 10:30, 11 o'clock at night. And they'd be like, hey, coach, what's going on? I'm like, oh, are they a little hungry? Probably. No problem. They go back in the kitchen, whip me up a sandwich.
Who's they?
The staff. The person working at the front desk. They'd go back in the kitchen. And I'd always yell back. I knew where the kitchen was, so I'd yell back, any cookies?
Of course you
did. And they'd come back out with a couple cookies for me. Oh, you got them right here, coach. Yeah. Then I'd grab a beer from the cooler and head up to my room.
10 months.
Your
well-preserved room.
Oh, it was – well, it's got the TV. They have those here that you can move so you can see them in bed, and then you can flip them over to this side for your desk. It were big rooms.
Modern.
Yes.
Very modern.
Yes. Yes. So
what year was this?
About 2012, probably.
Good God. And it was a 9-month period of Xanadu.
Yeah, it was. You imagine living here. Look, imagine living
here. I love to
live
here.
Imagine coming down and just walking over to the station from here. That's what I did every day.
I mean, could you maybe – I mean – I could cut a deal probably in my situation.
Yeah,
it wouldn't be the worst.
Want to live down here?
Residence.
You can find it in room 307. 307.
307.
307.
I'm sure, why not?
Save big at Menards and prepare for the summer heat with a new air conditioner from Denali Air. Quickly and efficiently cool your spaces with auto and eco modes to maximize performance and save on energy costs. Cool your space from anywhere in the room with three cooling speeds and a remote control. Save big money on Denali Air air conditioners. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Floor?
Yeah, third
floor.
They
had a kitchenette at a fridge.
Second half. Okay, how far from campus were you?
Probably 16 minutes.
Oh, so you were removed from work. That's good.
Got away from things a little bit.
Yep, it wasn't right there.
It was kind of a popular area, too.
Was it?
Area. It was kind of a cool little area. So
you could walk down and mingle with the people?
There's people to
mingle. What you like to do?
Yes, I like people.
Just 10 months. It sounds incredible, Bill. It really does.
I bet it went fast.
Although Marriott did call me one time. They're like, hey, you're double dipping. Because I'd be on the road recruiting, and I'd be getting my Marriott points from the road and from where I stand. And
the feds called you.
Yeah, the feds. I got called in by the feds.
The Marriott.
Marriott feds showed up at my door, and I'm like, hey, now, time out here. I'm paying at both places, so why can I not get the points? And so we kind of worked a deal out.
I could see the confusion. Though.
Yeah.
Also, wait a second. Wait.
You're in San Diego, and you're also in Madison on the same night.
Right,
this doesn't work.
How is that possible?
The Marriott feds are real. When they show up and they knock on the door, you look out that little peephole kind of look.
They have a division.
They have a division,
The Marriott division. Yes. You are in their sights.
they're after you, Bill.
So anyway, that's fun.
That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by 738 Ag. Do you need seed, chemicals, fertilizer,
Joey,
or someone to run the sprayer for you?
Stop.
738 Ag runs the whole show. Right. Custom application included. Learn more at 738ag.com. Joey Robinson, the team from Bertrand. You know, it's not Friday, but it is our last show of the week. So we're doing a roll call here today.
Okay. We are? The call.
So if you're out there listening on this this Independence Day Eve, please text us. 402-464-5685, your name, your age, where you're listening from, and what else do we want today?
Real simple. I want to see what you're, there's two kinds of people. I want to know where you fall, and then if you have to explain it. Are you a lawn chair sitting watching a beautiful firework display with the music you can hear in the background, or are you driveway mayhem? Are you sitting there with driveway mayhem with your own box, your own fireworks everywhere, kids lighting stuff off, or it's just complete confusion? It could be a cul-de-sac lifestyle.
Driveway.
It's one of the
two. Your driveway.
You're one of the two. You're either going to go and sit, you're going to get lawn chairs out, you're going to go to Holmes Lake, and we're going to get set up.
Yeah.
You're going to watch. Neither one's bad.
No.
Both enjoyable.
No.
I was always mayhem. I would have
driveway
been
mayhem?
Driveway mayhem.
With Ron?
With just everything was just.
Laura?
When I got the fireworks for the nephews and stuff, it was a lot. There was a
How
lot
about
of
when
stuff
you were
going
a
on.
Young Bill, boy?
Yeah, that was straight driveway.
Straight driveway mayhem.
But we didn't have the cool stuff they have now. I couldn't imagine, Steve, being in fifth grade having access to artillery shells. I mean, we didn't have any access like that. Nothing. Now the kids can walk in now in second grade. Now, give me a box of artillery shells right there. And, we had nothing. Literally, if you saved the Roman candle for the end. It's like, this is going to be amazing. Just poof. That was it. So you had or a fountain. That was it. You had a fountain. So you had to, if you want to see the big stuff.
Now that you mention it.
You had no access to it.
You know what? I'll tell you one thing right now. It was driveway mayhem, but it wasn't only that. This is not an exaggeration. The Platte County Fairgrounds had a fireworks show that I'd say was top 10 in the world. I mean, it was ridiculous. So you can almost see it from anywhere in Columbus, but we would go out there occasionally in a car, so kind of both.
But
it was—I don't even know how to describe how good it was. Way before its time is how I'd say.
You're saying driveway, though.
Generally speaking, driveway.
Norfolk is big.
What about you, Jay?
I'm driveway for sure.
Are you? You're not going out with Scotland and
no, I like to do it
Elizabeth?
In the driveway.
You could go out to Holmes Park.
I could, but I could also. Do the fireworks in the driveway and have a personal experience with it.
Jake's upset.
We're not upset.
Jake's upset.
Not upset.
Jake snapped at us.
I've had no problem
with
the other one.
Jake snapped at us. He's got an anger issue.
I'm not snappy.
Kelsey, don't. Just, it happens.
She's giving me the. She gave me the glare. I got the
stink eye. Got the stink eye.
I got the stink eye.
You don't have to be combative.
Yeah. Why are you combative with everybody?
Okay, we got some response. Sean and Eagle watching from the lawn chair. Mike in Ozark, age 49, lawn chair. Justin Hickman, 37, he says lawn chair with music.
Okay.
Jaden in New York, driveway mayhem all day.
All day, Steve.
We can see this. You know we can see this. Right?
I know. This freaks me out a little bit
that we can actually. We've never had access
you
to
You can
this,
see how they flow in. Adam in Cleveland, age 33, driveway all day, happy belated birthday. Sip also.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Rod
that.
In South Lincoln, age 62, lawn chair. Mitt in Arkansas, age 60, Mitt. Lawn chair. Robert, Oklahoma, driveway mayhem.
Any Lincoln listeners?
Not right yet. Now, we have no one in Lincoln.
We had one in South Lincoln.
One of you guys, please text in the show.
We just need some Lincoln representation.
Anything.
Well, Rocky from Alliance with chimes in.
We've shut
Rocky,
down.
Driveway
Lincoln.
Mayhem. Yeah. Sean in Omaha. Will in Fullerton. I'm going up and down here. Yeah. Driveway. Robert in Coleridge. That's not Lincoln.
It's not Lincoln.
Lawn chair. Paul in Spearville, Kansas, 26 years
anybody,
old.
Anybody.
Is there anybody that's in his zip code?
Corey at Duncan, that's Lincoln.
Okay, that's
all right.
Lawn chair. Jordan Wilbur, not Lincoln. That's he's working out, doing fitness, driveway mayhem, he says. Chet in Nebraska City, not Lincoln. Lawn chair. Aaron driving to Seward right now for the fourth.
All right.
Lawn chair.
Maybe he's from Lincoln.
Kent in Lincoln.
Kent, thank you.
Lawn chair.
Thank you.
My Mick Safety chimes in, who was here yesterday.
Dennis, thank you.
Came in from Cozad for the party.
He says he lawn chair at Johnson Lake out there.
So okay. Now, where's Johnson Lake?
That's out by Lexington.
What's it, Johnson Lake's right by Lexington.
Yes. God, he came in
just
yesterday.
A little bit south. He came in. How about the truck? His truck says
McSafety on it. It does. It's brand
new. If you ever see a truck that's kind of a maroonish, purplish kind of truck, if you ever see that with a topper on it and it says McSafety, guess who it is?
That's our guy.
Dennis
McSafety.
It's our guy. That's right.
Jared, Rubber Duck in Lincoln. Rubber Duck from Lincoln, driveway mayhem. Brett in Kansas City, driveway mayhem. Stan and Bennett, front yard acreage mayhem. Now, that's a flex. Okay.
That's a flex right there. He dropped acreage. He's in a higher tax bracket. Yep.
John in Fremont enjoyed both, but when kids were young, the mayhem ruled for sure. Yeah. Guilt Nerd, driveway mayhem. Monette, Missouri. That's Ozark's brand. Chad and Kyle, Texas. Launcher. We've got three Lincoln listeners right now.
Three.
That's it. Tony in Fort Bragg says driveway mayhem. Gavin in Pender.
Gavin.
What do you think he is, Bill?
Driveway.
No, he's lawn chair, he says. He's surprised. He duped you.
I see it. That's old Gavin. I'm thinking when he used to wreck shop on the left side. Now he's off the edge.
Changed his ways.
Now he's borderline retired, so I see it.
Wink is driving to Ainsworth right now. Driveway mayhem. Big Bird in Columbus, the YMCA right now. He says,
fitness.
He says, driveway mayhem under the red, white, and blue halo lights watching the whole lake fireworks.
Nice.
Halo lights.
Saw some halo lights on in my part of town, which I know is not as prevalent, but I saw some red, white, and blue ones. Yeah,
north side.
Yeah. Antone in Lincoln, driveway mayhem. So, okay, that's five Lincoln listeners. John in T, South Dakota, driveway mayhem. Chad in Ponder, Texas, driveway mayhem.
It's mesmerizing to watch this.
Jesse at the Residence Inn, who sits right by us.
He says
driveway mayhem. Yeah. Thank you, Jesse, for chiming in.
Jesse, thanks for some Lincoln representation.
Yes, we need that. He's from Beatrice, you know.
Yeah. But now you live in Lincoln.
That's right. Twin Bing with us.
The Bing!
Mayhem. T-Bolt in Beatrice. Just different. Different Bolt.
Yeah, different Bolt.
Cool. He says driveway for sure. So we got a Bolt, but Bolt is T-Bolt.
Yes.
Different T-Bolt on the text.
Worlds collide.
Confused. Evan in Wakefield, driveway. Craig in Berlin, Ohio says.
Berlin, Ohio.
That's lawn chairs. Quickly to go to the YouTube chat. Look at all the. So you can see I'm not lying. Yes. We'll talk to all these people. Genghis. In Hondo, Texas, says lawn chair, but I'm the one lighting the fuse, though, on the fireworks.
The corn is 62, it looks like.
He is. East Lincoln West, 41 years old, 6'3", 210 pounds. We got everything from East Lincoln West here. Driveway mayhem. Active duty Huskers listening from Huntsville, Alabama, age 33. Brad in Overland Park, Kansas. James in Lebanon, Indiana. Driveway mayhem.
He's from all over the place.
Clam dog.
The clam.
Lawn chair.
I thought you were calling, though.
Bada Bing is with us in Truckee, California. Driveway mayhem.
Where's that?
That's right here.
It's Bada 4 Bing, in the morning.
Truckee, California.
It's 4 in the morning.
It is. And Bolt, 58 years old, just pulled up into the base, and I sit and watch other people. When the kids were younger, I was driveway mayhem.
Bolt.
That's my favorite. There'll be some that come out this time of year. Again, make sure everyone ends up safe. One of my favorite videos we'll see, because the mayhem is always, where do you have the giant box of all your fireworks stored? and then a stray lands in it. And so you'll see one hit, and you'll see it go off.
Freak out.
And then you'll see people scatter off their lawn chairs as things go off just
randomly.
You want
that on video, too.
Yeah, you want it on video. When no one hurt, but it's
– No, it's fun to watch.
But when you see like a 65-year-old lady have to scramble out of a lawn chair because there's a rocket going off underneath her chair – it's kind of fun.
Kind of makes you giggle.
There's weird things that can happen. There's a party we had, and there's a bigger man that had his shirt off. Yeah. He's very hairy, and he did it. There was one of those. It was a grounded vessel that shot up sparks, and I would be like, "Don't go near it." He was like, "What? Why?" And he went and did a little dance in it, and then he was in the kitchen, and his hair was smoky.
Big man with a lot of hair.
He was a big dude, and he just danced right into the sparkler. I'm like, okay, I don't need to see that. He's one of those guys that had hair all over, and there was like singed hair, and it was smoking. Unbelievable.
That is the roll call, sponsored by Mad Sins Bowling and Billiards.
Sarah!
Go see Sarah and the team, the spirit animal of Lincoln, just south of 48th and Holdridge. Bowling, billiards, darts, karaoke, EJ's Bar and Lounge, great food. Great place for the weekend.
Well, you want to get in there because it's going to be so cool in there. Also, just talk to Sarah about what's going on in your life. The chance that you walk out of there with a better feel for yourself would be
very high.
Very high. Counseling. Counseling.
Yes. You might run into Ron, my brother-in-law. He was there Monday. Okay.
For
midnight,
league?
By the way.
For league?
No, I don't know. He shoots pool, I think. Ron was there. Erwin Sweeney. Erwin Sweeney used to play corner for Nebraska. Big corner, Jake. You probably don't remember him.
I remember that name.
Do you?
Yes.
He's about
your size.
Jake remembers everybody.
I don't forget. I try not to.
Do you remember Irwin?
Yes, absolutely. Remember
Lincoln,
the name.
Lincoln Northeast. Great player.
We don't have a ton
Go
of
Rockets.
Time. I do want to mention this, that thank you to Bill. Bill sent us an article. He was doing research the other day.
Doing research.
This is an interesting
from CBS Sports.
I'm pulling this up.
This is CBS Sports.
It was my best. Not my best. It was my favorite list I've ever seen.
It was a great poll.
It's mesmerizing.
So CBS Sports did a list. It compiled all the different records of every single coach right now in Power Four college football against ranked teams. It's top 25 teams, and there are some impressive and some surprising records there. But
there was,
and I think you'd point out again with Matt Rhule at Nebraska, and before Nebraska, he has a combined 17 straight losses to ranked teams. He's 2-22 in his career against ranked teams. Which
do you know where the two came?
It's hard
from,
to
Jay?
Fathom. I don't have
this
that.
This is where it's got to start now. Like this is where the turn's got to begin.
2-22.
Yeah, get one this year for sure. Now you got to take into account where he was at Temple,
and Baylor.
Temple and Baylor, which aren't. I mean, if you just look at, for instance, Dave Aranda's not exactly crushing it against top 25. Yeah. He's 5-15 at Baylor, and probably took over a little better situation. But this is where it's got to start to turn for Rhule.
It's such a fascinating list, just because it does count. You have to win. You got to win games that matter. I mean,
there's some kind of damning ones in here.
Yeah.
And you know who's not damning though?
Who?
The King.
What's that?
The King has the record here. Look at Kirby's record.
Well, is he as high as Kellen DeBoer?
Well, he has far more games than Kellen DeBoer. Kirby Smart's 37-15.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
DeBoer's 15-13, which again.
No, 15-3.
15-3, I mean,
that's
sorry.
Pretty good.
15-3. Yeah, he's the highest. He's the highest percentage. That's pretty good. Yeah.
But he's not the King.
But that means he beat people that were ranked at Fresno. It means people that were ranked at. When he went to Washington, was it like, oh, man, you got that Washington job. You're going to kill it.
No.
No one said that. No one said that. But just give an example. Heupel's 12-12.
Wait a second.
Brian Kelly's 35-37.
Yeah.
Sark 21-33. Mm-hmm. So it's incredible to see where people are at against, like I said, Lane Kiffin 11-24.
Just fair, right?
Just fair. Hugh Freeze, he's at 238. He's 10-32.
Not even fair.
Like that. And then you have like that.
What about Billy Napier?
Napier, 5-18.
What do you make of that?
A 217. Well, he had a really, really rough run at it. You know, it really did. Then you go to the Big Ten. You got Ryan Day killing it. Dan Lanning, 10-6. He's second. Then it goes almost down to 500 with Lincoln Riley, and then Sherrone Moore, Jed Fish. You'll see James Franklin, 17-26. That's not good for alumni.
No.
Alumni.
It's not great.
Against ranked opponents, and you're at Penn State. It's different when you're against ranked opponents, and you're at Vanderbilt.
Minnesota.
That's a different deal. You're at Penn State. Now, some of those losses were Vanderbilt for Franklin.
What do you say about Shiano? 4-32.
Well, he's been at Rutgers.
Well,
4-30, yeah.
I know.
But 4-32.
Still bad.
4-32. Said rules right after that.
Yeah, rules to 2-22.
Yeah,
right. 17 straight
Barry Odom, 1-12. Loxley is 2-28.
At Maryland.
At Maryland, too. Well, no, New Mexico prior to that.
Yeah.
At that. And then you've got Northwestern, 0-6.
Yeah, the one that jumps out is Kirby. I mean, Kirby is the best coach in America.
37-15 against ranked opponents.
He's
really good. Yeah.
I'd love to have. I wish they had an asterisk or a caveat in there. I'd like to see what Saban's numbers were.
Oh,
They don't have it. This is just current that those there. And the percentage is. So, I'll give you an example. The number one percentage in the ACC is Fran Brown, 750, but he's 3-1. The next guy is Dabo Swinney. He's played in 67 ranked games. And he's 40-27. That's impressive.
Maybe right behind the King.
Yeah, would you not be impressed with Brent Key?
6-6 at Georgia Tech.
Pretty good.
6-6 at Georgia Tech.
That's pretty good.
I think that's really
impressive.
Good. That's impressive with it. O'Brien, honestly, 4-5.
Bill.
Bill
O'Brien.
Yeah, that's impressive. Brom, not bad.
And then 11-16
between Purdue and Louisville. Yeah.
See, Cristobal would have been three places, right? FIU or FAU, then Oregon, and then Miami. He's 8-18.
Not great.
Not great. And like I said, and then you go down like Justin Wilcox, Cal, 4-20.
But he gets grace though, right? Doesn't Wilcox get grace?
I would, yes.
He's at Cal.
He's been on a hot seat for a while, though, out there.
But it's just.
Get some grace.
Here's what it comes down to. You've got to win games that matter. And some of them, though, some of those you look at, too, like you said, if Shiano was, I mean, his numbers are terrible. But what if he had 10 wins? You'd be like, okay, 10, 12 wins at there. You'd be like going, okay, that's really good.
What do you do with a Matt Campbell, 16-27?
That's not bad.
No.
You think that's not bad?
Okay. I think it's kind of like okay. That's how I think. But he's still got 16 wins against top 25.
I mean, we love Kyle Whittingham. He's right there win percentage at 372, 22-37. It's hard to beat ranked teams.
Yeah.
22 wins is a lot.
Well, Kirby doesn't have a lot of trouble.
Well, Kirby's a great coach.
He doesn't have a lot of trouble doing it.
A little bit different setup. Everything needs to be slightly adjusted.
I know.
When you go
through, I understand.
There has to be a slight adjust to it. It's just kind of like when you talk through, just say local rule. You say, hey, what was he at Temple? What was he at Baylor? What was he at Nebraska?
Right.
So that's what you'd look at.
Yeah, Kirby. I mean, you can't really diminish that though. 37-15. I don't care where you're coaching against top 25 teams. Give me a better coach in America than Kirby Smart.
Also,
he's done well.
Ryan Day, maybe.
This proves
so Kirby's
it.
Only been the head coach, okay, at Georgia. Mm-hmm. Give me his numbers again.
37-15 against AP top 25.
So doing the math, we're right around 50. So he only coached at Georgia. He's already coached in 50 top 20.
That's incredible.
You know what that means? Every single week they're playing someone who's ranked.
Or just about
every week. Almost like they get a couple a year with this non-ranked teams. It's insane.
And then, so who do you want? Who do you want coaching that team? The King.
It's a Kirby guy. We'll dive more on this list as the show goes on. When we come back from break, we are live at the Residence Inn in the Haymarket. Come on down. Brand new hotel. I think we'll have a guest from the Residence Inn stop in.
Okay.
That'd be nice.
So that's next when we come back from an early break in the ticket, live on remote.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same Game Parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.